Son!
Dad!
You've got a game coming up. I'll tell you what, if you score 3 points, I'll get you a dilly bar.
Dad, I don't even care anymore. I'm in jail.
You're in jail? You're gonna get kicked off the team. You know what? Don't worry. I'm gonna go talk to the manager and see if I can pull some strings, okay? Don't worry, little Judd. Daddy's on the case.
Dad! Dad! Oh, what are you doing here, Carol or Denise or Rosie? You're a fraud! I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. And I didn't mean that about your stew earlier. I mean, I just let my anger make a stew out of me. I was boiling up so much. I'm sorry. Oh, what's that, little bat? You're sorry, too? I know you're sorry. You didn't mean anything by it. I mean, I'm just glad I get to spend some time with you.
Hey, little Judd, the car wouldn't start. I thought I was driving for a whole 5 minutes, but it turns out the car wasn't even on.
Dad, I think I'm gonna die in here.
But your baseball career.
I'm in jail right now, and I think they're gonna feed me to the crocodiles or something.
I'm sorry, son. I wish I was there for you.
Dad, I met a girl in here.
A girl? What's she like?
Well, she's confident. She's got a kind heart, Dad, and she's pretty as a bowl of stew. And I hear she makes a pretty good one, Dad. It's number 75 out of 200, and that may not seem like much, but it's pretty good when you think about it. I mean, she beat 125 other stews.
Wow, son. That sounds like a real glow-in-the-dark bat.
Yeah, she sure is. And I would marry her if I could.
Well, son, as it turns out, I'm actually an ordained minister. And if it's one last thing that can make you happy before you die in that cave, I'll marry you right now.
You do that for me?
Of course, son. Are you ready?
Yeah, Dad, I'm ready.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today in this beautiful cave to witness the union of in holy matrimony. This is a day of great celebration and reverence in which we came together before God to recognize and commemorate the sacred love.
Dad, we kind of need to hurry this up.
As the Bible reminds us in Corinthians, love is patient. Love is kind.
Dad, we need to kind of hurry. I gotta get married now. We don't have time.
Okay. Little Judd, do you take this here glow-in-the-dark bat as your wife?
I do.
And glow-in-the-dark bat, do you take little Judd as your husband?
She does.
You may now kiss the bride.
Oh, I'm kissing it, Dad. Oh, I'm kissing her on a cute little left wing.
Oh, son, you don't need a narrator.
Dad, she's whispering secrets in my ear. Wow, Dad, she thinks she can save me.
Save you? How's she gonna do that? She's never even won a baseball game.
Who cares, Dad?
You know what? I'm gonna come in there and save you myself.
Oh, she's carrying me out of the cage, Dad. We're flying.
You hang tight, son. Daddy's coming to the rescue. Flab, bab, boo.
Wait a second, you can't touch the sunlight. You're gonna die. Put me down. I don't want you to die. Ah. Oh, we made it out. My wife, you're dying from the sunlight. And you're dying in my arms. But what's that, little bat? Your heart is still beating.
Little Judd, where are you? I'm inside the cave.
Dad, we're out of the cave.
What? What are you doing in my lair? Who the fuck are you?
I'm the Bat King. What treasure?
Treasure? Is it that treasure chest right there?
I think she can make it in the sunlight because of her glow-in-the-dark mutation.
I don't know what chest you're talking about.
You brought up treasure. It's that thing right there, isn't it?
I don't see a chest.
Dad, she's barely living.
I'm just gonna go ahead and take it, okay?
You'll look mighty silly holding nothing.
She's on her last breath, Dad.
Son, I've got the treasure. Don't let that glow-in-the-dark bat die.
Carol's dying? No! You hang in there! I've got to get that stew recipe! I'm coming for you, Carol!
Bat King, no!
Oh, no! The sun!
Oh, your wings!
Oh!
You're rumbling!
Oh!
Oh, Bat King!
I'm melting! Ah! Oh!
Oh! You're twisting!
Oh!
Oh, no! You're pulling and you're feeling like a twist. Twizzler.
Just between you and me, I know exactly what treasure is.
Oh, I think it was pretty clear you knew what it was.
Use the treasure of immortality to save Carol.
I will. I'll save her with the treasure.
What treasure? Wink? Ooh.
The Bat King died from the sunlight. Darn.
Son, I've got the treasure right here. Oh boy.
The Bat King said it can save my wife. Hurry, let's open that treasure, Dad.
Son, it's got a voice-activated lock on it. It just says the word stew.
Oh, that's her award-winning stew. Hey, Carol, can you get the strength to whisper me your award-winning stew?
What is it, son?
Carrots.
Carrots.
Potatoes.
Potatoes.
Water.
Water. Oh, look at that, it opened. Wait a second. Potatoes, carrots, and water? This was the award-winning stew? Out of hundreds of stews, this was the one that got number 75?
How on earth did the Bat King not figure out this recipe? I think I've accidentally made this stew.
If you are just rinsing off carrots, you are already two-thirds of the ways done with this recipe. Son, look, it's a life orb.
A life orb?
This orb right here will turn anything immortal. It takes a big force to break it open, though. I think I'm just using my melon.
Dad, let's use it on my wife.
Son! Your pitching arm.
My pitching arm?
Here, son, take this orb and throw it at me as if I'm a batter. I'll stand over here and use your wife as a baseball bat. And when they collide, hopefully it will bring her back to life.
Okay, are you sure?
Go ahead, son. Show me your curveball.
I'm gonna just go ahead and throw a regular one, Dad. We really need to make sure you hit this.
Let's see that fastball, little Judd.
Dad, be careful. That's my wife, okay? I'm just gonna throw it. Here I go. Dad, why did you not swing?
That was a ball, son. I only swing if you hit my strike zone.
Oh, my wife, my sweet, innocent little bat. She's dead.
Well, I'm just gonna toss her in the bushes over here. There she goes. She's dead in a bush. Well, little Judd, I'm still proud of you. What do you say we go get some dilly bars?
Wow, today was really crazy.
It sure was. Flabba-babba-boo.